Now, this is not meant to embarrass you, but what do you think the theme of the first reading was? Now, don't look up in the Magnificat. Just think. I'm only doing this to help you, you see. We come here. I mean, I have to preach. I have to stand up here. I have to think a little bit. But you just sit there, and your head can be in nirvana, you know? And so that's why I'm saying, anybody remember? The reading was from what book of the Bible? Bravo. Okay. Now, what was it about?
Generosity.
What's that?
Generosity.
Okay.
Commandments.
Okay.
Right praise to the Lord.
I can't hear you.
Right praise to the Lord.
Right praise to the Lord, yeah.
Being generous.
Being generous. Not bad. That's great. His whole point is that an upright life of praise and care for the poor is more valuable than all the sacrifices. It's a prophetic stance. The prophets are doing that all the time, right? Isaiah, remember? Your sacrifices, it's not exactly what the text says, but I got to hold my nose. I mean, they're offensive. Because you don't care for the poor. Because you keep anger in your heart. Etc. And so, this is Sirach expanding that prophetic injunction and saying, look at your relationships, especially to those who don't have enough. What are you doing? You could look at it yourself if you want, Sirach 35. And that's why the Psalm 50, which is brilliant. It's the one before 51. Another one, 51 is the have mercy on me, God, in your kindness, and so forth. You know, okay. And he says, listen, not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are always before me. Offer to God praise as your sacrifice and fulfill your vows to the Most High. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him who goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. And just in your own think, reflect, how much time do I give to praise of God? You know, when I get to prayer, I meditate. I read the Bible. Do you talk to God? Do you praise God? When we used to be here, we have the households way back, whenever that was. And the guys, I was the head of the household for about 6 or 7 guys. And in the morning, early, that house would rock. The guys were all over the house praising God and singing up. It was beautiful. Okay, the gospel. Peter, see, no one can be my disciple and is, you know, and follow me and all the rest that the Lord says from yesterday, if you remember. And now today, Peter, who's always ready to speak up, at least give him that credit, you know. See, they said yesterday, how hard it is, the Lord said, to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. So Peter's a little concerned. He's already left everything, but you know, he's a little. So today he says, Lord, look, we gave up everything. Jesus says, amen, I say to you, Peter, there's no one who's given up home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. It's a pretty good bargain. I often think of this. I don't travel much anymore, but I used to travel quite a bit. And I never went to an airport and had to take a taxi to there was always somebody there to pick me up. And I never stayed in a hotel. I always stayed some people's house, unless it was one of these big conferences, you know. And I used to think of this passage a lot. He promises and he delivers. It struck me once very strongly as I was flying into Barcelona. And it wasn't just one person there, it was about six people there. Just family, just say hello to be there. I could only fit in one car going home. You know, but then, and it struck me this promise. You see, I've never had to take a cab or something like that from an airport. There's always somebody there. And I just always thought of that as a fulfillment of this promise. So there is a way of life by which people give up everything and just follow the Lord. And it works. Now I'm pretty settled. I got an apartment. I got a computer. You know, I'm not as... but I still know how faithful the Lord is. And it says, you see, all that with persecutions, they come too. But eternal life. I just thought maybe we should really pray, you know, how the Lord is taking care of you. You know, you're doing your best. Get up early, come to Mass, try to raise your kids right, do all that. And the Lord doesn't overlook any of that. Ever, ever.